Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Ooh, yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Ooh.
Go online. We're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90 day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
They French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
The key to what, poodle?
To
it's reality gaze, let's love.
Oh! New York City! Just say one thing. Miss Bomb Cyclone, sashay away.
Sashay away.
Fuck you.
Y'all don't give a rat's ass about a bomb cyclone because
you're
dick
pigs. Thank you for coming out.
And you're here tonight.
Dick pigs will climb over spikes,
yes.
Over snow.
Snowballs. Just two snowball.
Y'all are not deterred at all.
Not deterred at all.
I love
it. We appreciate y'all for coming out tonight. Y'all look beautiful.
I'm seeing merch. I'm seeing some drunk people, but that's okay.
Remember, there's an intermission.
Pace yourselves. Ladies and
gents. We have people
messaging
us last night saying, I'm so sorry what I said at the VIP. I'm so sorry.
And I'm so sorry my hand crept into your back pocket.
That doesn't happen to me. It happened to you, and I'm okay with that.
I'm like, my body is mine.
Thank y'all. Y'all, this is going to be an exciting show. This is going to be... the audience was wonderful last night. So, you got to bring it. You already are.
I've got to say, with the storm... There was like Long Island. No one from Long Island could get here. No one from Jersey. Everything is shut down. So anyway,
Long Island, we will come and do a show.
No, we're not.
We're not going to do
that. Absolutely not.
We're not.
I'm not setting foot there.
But we will be back.
Only to
New
hook
York
up with
City.
A hot Italian guy.
Yes.
Maybe. But they all live with their moms, so it's not gonna work.
Yeah, but you get a good meal afterwards.
That's true.
There you go. But we will be back in New York City this year, not in the winter.
Yeah.
Not in the winter.
But we're so excited. We love this venue. Y'all give it up for the Gramercy Theater.
Yes. We did have, well, I didn't, but Poodle did have one issue with the theater that we wanted to address. If you notice, something happened over here.
Well, this whole area here, was supposed to be Poodle's playpen. And then I was told that this deck was for VIP people, and then my gentlemen callers would be here, and then it was the exit, and so...
That was a fire hazard again.
Complete homophobia. You would think that theater...
The Gramercy is homophobic.
Would be
yes.
I think it might have been the request of the kiddie pool of lube that I requested.
And you said you just
and
wanted
the gladiator costumes.
Yes, and you said kind of a la Stephanie, you wanted a spit area.
Yes.
Nobody wants that. No, poor Sean Robinson.
You know,
poor Sean Robinson.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you have. I watched the tell-all today. That's how I relax.
I was sleeping because this motherfucking weather doesn't do well for my constitution.
That's true.
And I've been. If you hear me, I'm a little.
He's
little
taken like 5 COVID tests. He's fine.
It's a cold. It's a stupid fucking cold. Every time I come to the East Coast, this happens.
That's why I move.
So
that's why I move.
If you hear me straining on some of the high notes, say a prayer. Say a rosary.
Wow, you just asked sympathy for your singing.
I did. Called Setting the Bar Low. I think now is when we do the podcast.
Well, let's do the podcast. Are you all ready?
Let's do the podcast.
Let's do it.
Where?
Here
we go.
Get your stuff. Okay. Did any of you listen to yesterday's episode already? I told you not to be spoiled. You didn't give a rat's ass. So y'all probably know we already talked about skin to skin yesterday.
Skin to skin.
We didn't.
We talked about what's her name? Kim and Usman and the worst version of Indecent Proposal I've ever seen.
And probably
much more uncomfortable actually than the original film.
And probably our most uncomfortable reality gaze theater we've ever done.
Y'all didn't realize the
poodle was sitting here. I was sitting here. I was very close to him. It was a lot.
I could feel your breath on me, and it was very uncomfortable.
Put it in your spank bank, bitch.
Blech.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Right in there with all that choking shit.
We also talked about...
Freaky motherfucker.
What?
Love you.
We also talked about Johnny and Ella and the world's biggest COVID denier.
We did.
That one.
We did.
And we also talked about... Johnny, Ella, and Mike and Jimena. I'm like sweating like I've been doing lines.
Maybe I have. Oh, Jesus. He has it.
No, it's just cult medicine.
It's just cult. Yes, so we talked about Mike and him. So that means today, y'all, we're going to be talking about...
Panama.
Talking about...
Time to go to Panama. I'm not taking off my hat.
Talking about...
She gets a little jealous.
She gets a little bit up. We're going to be talking about Gino and Jasmine. We're also going to... I know, yes. We're going to be talking about...
Migo Poop.
We're going to be talking
Memphis
about...
Memphis and Hamza.
Memphis and Hamza. And then we're going to be talking about... Do you know where you're going to? We're talking about Ben and
we'll
Mahogany.
We'll never see you on our TV screens.
You're never going to meet her.
You've all seen some of you have.
If you don't know, that's from Mahogany, the movie Diana Ross. And if you don't know that, fucking
Ben
do it.
And Mahogany.
Mahogany.
Which I can't say Ben and Mahogany. I have to go Ben and
someone.
Mahogany.
Where is she from again?
Peru. Do you see how that girl just shouted that out and I went Peru like it was my answer?
Yes. Yes.
Peru,
good
of course.
Of course.
I told you. But we're talking about...
God, their popcorn smells... Y'all get the popcorn here at the Gramercy. It smells so good.
You should do a commercial for the popcorn at the Gramercy. We did talk about Te Amo and Jimena. Jimena's the Sicario girlfriend.
And
this festival of skid marks that are on his
underwear.
Because y'all, you know it's bad. Last night I said that he is a resident of Browntown.
Kind of like those crusty ones your kids come home with from school.
Sorry, I just got really real for all the moms out there.
But no, have you've ever had to, like, if you've ever been in someone's house and seen someone else's laundry, it just changes your opinion about them completely. And you're just like, everyone's disgusting.
Okay.
Oh, even my laundry's awful. What? Well,
why the fuck are you looking at people's laundry?
People
put their laundry in a hamper. No. You just don't like.
Here's why. Sometimes
they're dirty. No, you have to dig for that shit.
Sometimes.
Right? Who just casually keeps their laundry in front of company?
Sometimes when you're at your daddy's house and he needs to hide you somewhere, the laundry room is the best answer.
That's
fair. Because she don't do it. Do that laundry.
That's fair. Wow.
It's part of our role play.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. All right.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
It does still, I know we talked about, but still, y'all, I love that she's, like you said, that Ximena is so upset that he burps and fart, but she's fine dating a hitman.
But I will say, in her defense, his farts must be like mustard gas.
That's true.
You know it's bad. Just, you can see by the look on his face when he just kind of goes,
I bet his mom told him all the time to stop farting.
That fart face is going to be dangerous.
Poor Charlie Brown.
Poor Charlie Brown. I won't say what I did last night.
No, not the real Charlie Brown.
Completely downed the audience that he has recently passed away. Sorry, I just said it again.
I told you not to do.
I go towards the dark, y'all.
The guy who voiced Charlie Brown passed away. He killed himself.
You didn't need to say that part.
We talked about that last night. You're going to bring it up. It's real now.
Now that we've horrified you,
Let's
move on.
Enjoy the show. Buy the fucking merch.
Have a good night.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Love ya. No, really. Buy the merch. Those bags are so fucking heavy,
I will say.
What did I say? I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm going to read you for filth right now.
Great.
Poodle said, as I did last night with Luke, and so now I'm going to do it again. Poodle said,
I'm glad this is a new thing
Poodle's
you're doing
like,
on the podcast.
Like, we should sell merch. It'll be a good way to build community. People will like it. And I'm like, we're going to have to haul that fucking merch in the goddamn snow. And he said,
No. That's
not going to happen.
We'll get someone.
Who are we going to? We don't have anyone.
I looked into
he thought we would
to
like hire
people,
a
and it's actually a lot of people. It's actually a lot of like costs a lot of money.
So now, what are we going to be doing tonight after the show? Hauling the bags
our merch
in the motherfucking snow. Anyway, I told you so.
Thanks for those grievances.
You're welcome. All right, are you ready to jump in?
I'm ready to jump in.
Let's jump in, Gino and Jasmine.
So. Jasmine has decided she needs to go have a party with her friends. I'm here for about 2 weeks, but she's going to be back, and I'm going to just spend some time
packing. Baby, poopsie, whoopsie. Here's three dresses. Pick one. What should you like?
That one.
No, just choose one.
That one.
No, I'll take this one. I get this one.
I love how fun you are.
She is...
Whoa.
Here's the thing. Last week, I kind of went, it's not as fun as it was because she's unwell. So.
She is unwell.
And I'm not saying
she is
that
mentally
to make
unwell.
Fun of her. She's unwell.
She is, yes.
However, in a science experiment way, I'm kind of like, there's something going on there and I want to figure it out because she's got some serious stuff going on.
I don't know if diabolical is a word for it, or maybe it is.
No, but it's a personality disorder.
But she is punishing him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's going to be the rest of their lives. And I don't know if Gino's ever going to say no more.
He won't.
Again, that was sadder than Charlie Brown.
I know.
All right.
So Jasmine. Y'all, she is celebrating her divorce, a very traditional Panamanian ritual.
That was my divorce party.
As I looked it up, it's called Fiesta del Divorcio.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
their traditional
good gift
is paper.
Oh, okay.
Or a male stripper dressed as a soldier.
Okay.
One or the other.
I'm fine with that. Yo, that brought back some memories. We're going to get to there. We're going to get to that moment. Ooh, been there.
Okay.
Been there, lost some ones.
I've seen not the male stripper dressed as a soldier. I've seen the actual soldier.
Oh.
I'm not going to talk about
your... I told you that time in Texas.
I'm not going to talk about your service to our country. Not on the show.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
So, okay. So, yes. So, I love that she's like...
Is that the right way? I shouldn't do it. Thank you.
Okay, this Thank is my you. Favorite look. You did it totally wrong. I think it's the other hand.
Anyway. I think it's this.
You know
I'm
going
to stop doing it. I'm going to stop doing that.
You're out of your lane. So, yeah, just stay
there. I will have to do some more research and come back to you on that.
Yeah. Like half of our sisters are going,
There's a woman in the front row just went like this.
Ooh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Ooh. So, my favorite part is where Jasmine's like, you know, I don't want to make a big deal out of this. Yes, you did. Yes. Who thinks she, like, called her friends and said, I want a party.
100%.
I want a big 100%.
This is not a woman. This is not a woman who does things subtly.
No. And why would she do answer this question, Poots. Why would she do this? Because how long is Gino here for? 2 weeks?
Two weeks or so.
Why would she decide to do this when the love of her life that she wants to marry
to keep him on his fucking toes. To mess with him. This is all about taking herself out of the equation. And she's saying, see if he will miss me for one night. And yes. See, when I come back to him, he'll be so happy that I'm back with him.
You know, it's a poodle in your 20s movie.
Yeah, it was. I know her because I was her.
Yeah, you were never that bad.
I was never that bad.
But you, I would be like, Poodle, you like him? Yeah, I'm not going to let him know.
Yeah, you don't want to let him know too early. They have all the power that way.
So she is celebrating. So she is making it. She is making it a big deal.
Do you know how is she when she tells him she's going? She's like, "I love you. Eat something. You have plenty of food. I love you. Bye.
I love you. Goodbye." And walks out. And she said, "I would invite you, but that would be creepy."
But remember,
like, no.
The traditional Panamanian fiesta del divorcio has no men except your gay friends.
Except your gay friends.
They're fine.
Has anybody been to a divorce party? Oh, was there a stripper?
Wow, maybe it is a thing.
So maybe this is a thing.
I think of it as hopefully this is after the settlement and everything's gone through.
What would you want for your divorce party? So I'll know, because it's going to happen one day.
Well, I'd be spending all their money, so it wouldn't matter.
Okay.
I'd let everyone choose. We'd just take a private jet.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Because I get it all.
Because you get it all. Leo is there
When you murder them, it's easy. Again, get it. This is cold medicine talk.
Wow. We just keep going down this show. Okay.
Sorry. Justifiable homicide.
And so I'm like, where are they going to go for a party? This is what she says. Because of COVID, we're just going to another hotel room. So I bet she rented the other room and told her friends to show up.
Is it down the hall?
It's just like upstairs. I almost laughed. I was like, well, I wish this was actually above Gino's room. That would have been amazing.
And you're hearing, Wayo!
And he's just like packing. What kind of music is that?
That was me using my mouth as an instrument.
Again. Not going to ask that. You're feeling really free to, like,
it's
tell
medicine.
Secrets
it's
tonight.
Cold medicine.
Oh, no.
It's like fucking truth serum.
This is fucking Robitussin. Oh, no. What are you going to tell, Poodle?
I don't know. I'm scared.
I'm scared, too. Okay, so Leo is there. He's the only man there. He does look hot.
He is hot.
He is really hot.
Oh,
is
my God.
Is he the one who followed us on Instagram?
Yes. Well,
which is weird because I didn't follow him.
I may have liked like 10 of his pictures. Especially the shirtless ones.
There were shirtless ones?
And sent him private DMs. Looking up Spanish words.
Y'all, if you send to Instagram, this thirst bitch is going to get it first. Let me just tell you, she's on that all the time. Okay, so now...
They're talking about her,
yes.
Her ex.
She's like, ex.
He invoked the demons in me. Well, we need to exorcise them because they're still there.
They're still there. They didn't go away at all.
She said, my favorite thing, she's like, I have a difficult character. It's difficult.
Okay. You know you have a difficult... When she's like, I have a difficult...
Knock over this.
I'm not going to knock it over. It's fine. I'm just resting on it. You know you have a difficult character when you say you're difficult, and then all your friends go, yeah, you're way worse than that. Because they all fucking chime in and they're like, and they were even saying, muy, muy, muy difficulto. I don't know Spanish. I don't know.
No, muy, muy. That's very.
Muy difficulto? Yeah. Okay, good.
I don't think difficulto.
No. I don't know how to say
French
it.
French is difficile. So
difficile.
Difficile.
Oh, I think I heard a male voice yell that out.
Ooh.
You can come backstage and teach me Spanish.
It's more
if you'd like
when I hear it whispering in my ear, it's more authentic.
Come
on, sir. I'm disgusting and I'm sorry.
Wow. This, y'all, it's been cold and I told him he can't fuck anyone until after our shows because I don't want him to get COVID.
Keyed up.
And so, y'all, he's like your kid in the carousel with too much sugar.
Again, the line forms at the stage door.
I lost my place.
She is, Leo basically says, Jasmine, you know you're crazy, right? You know you're a crazy, crazy lady. And exactly. And then she starts reading. She's like, you know, Gino, with COVID, he's in a high-risk age group.
Yeah.
And then it's like bebopping and scatting.
Yeah. What if I married him and he died?
And then she's like, oh, I completely rock his world in sex. He's never had anything like it.
I dance for him. I modeled for him. I completely separated my head and turned it around and hypnotized him.
And you know, Gino's like this.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, that's real nice. That's real. I've never seen anybody do that before. Ooh, that's real nice. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, my.
Panama.
So then she has these, why I'm interested in her, is she has these weird, like, self-examination moments. She's like, I feel really bad doing this. I feel really bad. I'm a bad person. Am I a bad person, friends? Am I a bad person? Y'all, that's the most dangerous person who has that type of self-examination and then goes right back to what she
did before. And goes right back. And again, her friends are kind of like, yeah, you are. You're really not a great person.
The stripper's like grinding all over her. And she's like,
yeah. Yeah, so if you didn't watch, I think everybody, but if you didn't watch it, it's a stripper dressed as like officer.
A soldier.
A soldier.
And they go back to Gino's room and they keep saying, for some reason they need to show him this. And I think they could
have. Well, no, hold on. You almost forgot. My favorite part is, y'all, literally, it's just intercut. A back and forth.
Gino packing, laying.
Okay, so I'm Jasmine, and this is the stripper, okay?
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Need what? To put this I thought you were going to be the stripper. I was like, no.
I was going to be Gino.
If one of your husbands wants to be a stripper,
no.
Here we go. Your husband quicker. You were like, him. You were volunteering him to just rub his body on a fat gay man in front of 300 people. Respect.
That's disgusting.
Moreover, would you do it, though? I'm kidding. Okay. So right. Just imagine, I'm Jasmine, and we're going to pretend this microphone is the stripper, okay? Okay. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, you're going to be Gino?
I'm just fixing my stuff over here. Getting my stuff in my suitcase. La-da-dee-da-da. 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 La-dee-da-dee-dee. La-put-dee-da-da. I'm so excited for tomorrow. We're going to have the best time. Me and my queen, Jasmine. Got everything packed. My sandals are packed. My shoes are packed. I'm glad she's having the best time with her friends.
And sing. I'm out of breath.
Glad that was subtle.
You're welcome.
Subtlety.
You're welcome.
But
that was hilarious, just watching him hum. What do you think he was humming?
I don't know that man has just, it is like a steady, like, Prairie Home Companion in his head.
Yes.
Just going on and on.
Yes. So it's now just, what you're talking about, never come when they go back.
Y'all, now. The friends need to show him the striptease. And this...
Did someone say normal?
That's what they were saying. It's very normal. It's very normal.
Oh, that's
my favorite is, he was very professional. He handed me his papers. He had a degree.
He did. I mean, he did look...
He's an MFA.
I'm well-versed in strippers, and he did look of the utmost caliber. He had expensive underwear.
They kept
it was
saying,
like Inchgonch.
It meant nothing. He was a professional.
Yes.
Because it means nothing
it
when it's done
like
by
a
professional.
Party.
He is like doctor.
He is like doctor.
I wrote down, I looked at his references.
Reference one, reference two.
I know. It's good CV you got there, honey.
So they're showing him this, and Gino's kind of standing there, just kind of awestruck, like, what the hell is happening?
I think he's trying to process, and he's trying not. He's thinking, he's kind of, when you've got a predator right beside you, you're thinking, how do I not make her bite off my head?
He's living with a cobra.
Yeah, and he's like thinking, if I react poorly here, it's going to be a real problem. But I am actually upset about this, and I'm more upset about the fact that she can't get over the fact that I like the colors on my walls. So should I say anything? And so all this is going through his head, which for him, that look is this.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They cut to him blinking so much.
So it's like every decision is his eyes going, click, 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 click.
That woman over there loves Gino blinking. She's laughing at me. That's hilarious.
So, y'all, did you know Jasmine? She's like, I don't remember any of that.
I don't.
She said that. She's like.
Yes, and when she was showing this, she was like, I'm so drunk. But she didn't even look tipsy to me.
The best is when they left, she went, are you mad at me?
You know what?
Yeah.
I think it's time. Let's jump into this with our first reality gaze theater.
Good, very good.
Very good. Very good. Okay.
I'm going to need that too.
Poodle's going to be playing Gino. I'm going to play Jasmine. So picture it. They just sit down on a couch after she's literally... I think I still see, like, baby oil on her face. And I know because I've been there.
It's just like, all over her clothes. Yeah. Just like baby
been
oil.
Been there. Try to, like, drive home in your car at 2 a.m. You can't even grab the steering wheel. And then when you go back because somebody stole your wallet. You know what? This isn't about me. So.
And your identity.
And my identity. You know what? Worth it.
All right.
All right.
So,
and action.
So,
Gino, what were you doing?
What were you doing dancing with that guy?
Oh, Gino, I just, it's my divorce party,
That's a, that's a thing here?
Yes, our president said we have to have
I don't understand why you had to do that with that guy.
What would you, Gino, are you,
wait a minute.
Are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you.
Are you just enraged? Do you have jealousy that just controls your entire
not really.
Being and makes you mad with passion and anger?
Well, you go a little further than I go.
Okay.
But I was just tell you that I didn't feel good about seeing that.
What?
Didn't feel good. And how about this? What if the roles were reversed?
Yes.
And you saw me... with dancing on a stripper. And she was up and grinding on me with her titties all over me. Would you like that? Are steam coming out of your ears? You okay?
I would be okay.
I don't think that's true.
I would be, why would you be with a girl? Why would you have a girl stripper? Why would you do that to me?
Why do you cheat on me?
Why do you talk about other women, Gino?
I'm just trying to see things from both sides. I can't wait to go to the island with you tomorrow.
Oh, yes, that'll be nice.
And see. Y'all, he's terrified of her.
I'm going to say...
I would be too.
I need them to get married, and I want to see the family, Gino. I would watch that spinoff every damn
week. His uncle is supposedly on the tell-all. His uncle, they filmed the tell-all already, and his uncle is on the tell-all. And Gino's uncle's like, Jasmine's saying all kinds of crazy stuff. I don't know what was going on there.
God, I want this to work out so badly. Anybody else?
Yes, it
makes me feel so good
about
it.
I worry about Gino's safety, but at the same time, I don't really care enough about him. So.
Well, Gino, does anybody have sympathy for Gino? All right, good, y'all, because he's gross.
He's easy to make fun of for me.
He's gross. He's very gross. He's a gross person.
Shall we move on to, we're going to do Memphis and Hamza, or are we going to do Ben?
We're going to do Memphis and Hamza.
All right.
We're going to do them next. Let's do Memphis and Hamza. Okay.
Hamza, I am really upset. You lied to me and told me you're only 26.
It needs to be more nasal.
You lied to me.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Now, I want to talk about this. We didn't talk about this a ton, but did you think that the age thing was a big deal? There was a real split here. I don't think there's a big difference between 26 and 28 for me, but Memphis thought that's the first of a string of lies.
Yes.
I can see both viewpoints.
I wouldn't be upset about 2 years difference of 26 and 28, but I would.
You know, they dick just the same kind of.
They do.
26, 46, sometimes it's harder.
26, 28, they're not great then. Wait till they're 38.
I don't know. We're alienating people.
We're alienating people. So,
A woman just went.
It does make me think that if you're lying about, because if they lie about little things, they lie about big things.
I agree with that. She's not going to take any lying because every relationship she's had has been a disaster. I probably would happen to me, but
I don't think I have the, honestly, everybody has their own, but she has a way different type of trauma than I've ever had. So I think for her, that just like really sent her off. Whereas I would say, oh, you're 26, okay. And I would just kind of put it in my back pocket. And not to use against them, but just to know, to be watching. It would make me lose trust.
Well, every time they're together, does anyone see anything more than on his side of just Bobies and sexy time and a visa attached to it? But she sees this whole like cookie cutter family that's like ka-chink. And she
sees the father to her children in this man.
And this is, remember we talked about this is different value system.
He's worried about how to distress his jeans.
His sweatshirt
kid.
That says reality.
Reality. I know. I thought that too. I was like, oh, that's ironic.
Look at that. That's a thinker. A hat on a hat, if you will.
So they're going to the embassy so they can get the dogs. Gotta get the dogs so they can get married.
We gotta go to the embassy so we can get the certificate so we can get married and you can go back to the US and I can take your penis and we can go back and you can be the father of my child.
Basically, yes. I guess they got to get married in like a week and a half, right?
Yeah. The whole timeline makes zero sense to me.
It doesn't make sense
to him either. She's like, we need to get married next week because I have something to prove to myself. That's all that matters.
Ugh.
And so she's like,
let's go to the hotel. How are we going to go?
She's like, he's like, well, I don't have a car and I can't drive. So how about the bus? And she's like, the bus.
She's like, no, Corona, no.
That's it.
Corona, no. You want him to be the father of your children, and he can't drive.
True.
And he's 26 years old.
I think he failed his test, so he can drive, but he shouldn't drive.
She's like, nobody with Corona. Find a ride.
He calls Yusuf again, his hot friend, ooh, who needs to set boundaries.
Yes. Yusuf is the, what is Chantal's friend that we feel so far?
Gigi.
Gigi.
Oh, poor Gigi.
Poor Gigi. Thoughts and prayers for Gigi. Because, you know, she's still, she still friends with Chantal?
Probably. Gigi, can you, like, come to my wedding in the Dominican Republic
Gigi, and help me with everything?
Actually, that's way too much expression on my face. I'm sorry.
Gigi,
can you come to my wedding with my tight jaw?
So, this is my favorite.
Y'all, if you listen to Classless, my head still explodes with that whole relationship. I still don't understand it. I still don't understand any of the logic behind it. It's fraudacity, pure and simple, the whole relationship.
Well, Chantel and Pedro.
Anyway.
I don't have my phone with me, but I love it. He's, like, on the phone. And then, like, out of, like, a John Hughes movie of a kid that just found out school got canceled, he goes, yes!
It is like that.
Who does that still?
Yes, I get to see Bobies.
Boobies. Boobies.
No, it's Bobies.
Bobies, that's
the way he says it is Bobies.
And so yes, he got a car. Yusuf is coming with his hot self. And so they get to the car, and he's like, baby, we need to prepare. And she's like, what is it? I'm ready to go. And they don't have insurance on the car.
He's like, I got to go get my papers for the car. And he's like, five minutes.
He says 15. I mean, five.
Well, I think Yusuf is going, he's like, it's 5 minutes. And even Hamza's like, girl, I know what your 5 minutes is.
I know what your 5 minutes is. So, and then, did anybody else?
They probably do call each other girl.
That's true. Did anybody else just kind of I threw my iPad when then it just said, 1 hour later.
I screamed.
I went, oh, fuck. Oh.
And you know, as every minute went by, she just kind of, her mouth got tighter and tighter.
Well, it's funny that you say that.
Yes.
Because we actually scored some deleted audio.
We're
going to
read it right now. We're going to read that.
So we're going to be doing that
transcript.
Yeah, that transcript. You know what? I think for this, it's better if we. I'll sit over by you, like, because she was over here, right?
I guess.
You want to put your arm around me like he did?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Fine. I'm just method. I just wanted to really get into it.
I'd have to dislocate my arm.
Wow. Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
I mean, over your big, broad shoulders.
Jesus. Husky means hearty. With a heart. Okay.
Is that what your mom told you?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right. So I'll be playing the role of Hamza.
Okay.
And you'll be playing the role of Memphis.
Memphis. Okay. And. Oh, we almost
reading,
forgot.
Like a radio play. This is not a reality gaze theater.
It's why not?
This is not it. This is a transcript reading.
I love that we correct each other in the middle of a live show.
Well, sorry.
We keep it real.
Right is right.
Right. Oh, Lord. And bitch is bitch.
Amen.
All right. Let's begin. And action.
I don't even think action works there.
you need to get fucked tonight.
Let's just do it. Let's just do it. I'm sure he's coming back sometime.
I'm still waiting. Where is he?
We could take a taxi.
No. We can't take a taxi.
It's very expensive.
No, we have to be there. We don't get the papers, then we don't get married, and then you're not going to be my husband. No sexy, sexy.
No sexy time?
No sexy, sexy. No.
That's the word I understand.
No sexy, sexy. No playing time. We can't do any of that because we've got to get these papers so we can get married, and you can be my husband and take care of my children and move to America. No sexy, sexy.
No Bobies?
No Bobies. No Bobies. No Bobies.
Okay, I he'll be here soon.
Get the insurance. Send him a text. Send him a text. Do something.
15 minutes.
Okay, all right.
That fast.
Okay. You want to do a little 66? Just like do something under.
Just a little Bobies? Just a little Bobies?
Maybe. Oh, wait.
The transcript says... Fingers nipple.
Oh, oh wait. Uh-oh. Me need to go poopy.
Uh-oh.
Me need to go poopy.
Okay, let's go and find you. Good job.
And
scene.
Scene.
All right, I'll take it.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it.
So, did you notice that
I wasn't here last week. I just want to say
did
something.
Did you know they're still doing selfies in the while they're waiting?
Oh, they were doing. We didn't. Yes, that was the gross part.
Yep. What did you want to say?
I'm sorry, while they were waiting, they were just taking pictures of themselves. I mean, maybe that's what the kids do now.
It's what kids do.
So I wasn't here last week, but the scene where she is pooping and he's.
We went to a place that I never expected Natty Day to go to.
No, and you and Kyle were gross.
I know.
But I love them. You don't have diarrhea in front of somebody you just met for at least the first 4 months. Because you know why? Unless they, it only works for him because he is so sex starved. But normally, not you, not you.
Oh. I was gonna like, well, guilty.
Although you are. You are.
I'm not sex starved. I like it.
Yeah. You're
I like
you're
it a
sex
lot.
Dehydrated.
That's true. I'm thirsty a lot.
I'm in Hamza. But people, you don't want to think of having sex with somebody that just had explosive diarrhea. That's
well,
not
there
no.
are ways there are ways
it
you can
it took me 6 months before I went to the bathroom with my significant
other. There are ways
other.
There like, are ways the bed, there like are ways way. That you can you would have enjoyed our conversation, the Kyle and I's conversation, because it talks about public pooping. And Kyle's like, I'll be at my friend's house and I'll just blow his toilet up.
That's different. Now, I'm talking about somebody that you like are in a relationship. I don't know, is this just me? Did anybody just pop a squat with their boyfriend on the
easier.
First day?
But
yeah, this is not appropriate. I don't think so.
I love you saying this is not appropriate.
It's not.
And you just talked about dicks and rimming.
Yeah, I did. I did. Anyway, y'all, they finally get the insurance papers.
And we're on the way. And I think we started at like 11 a.m.
Yes.
And it's like
full on
6
night.
By now.
Just pitch black. Pitch
and
black.
And he's thinking the sex could go on all night tonight. I'm going to get lucky.
Yeah, and but I liked it too when she's like, she's like, I just want him to take care of things. And he goes, you sad, baby? You sad, baby? I am pissed.
Oh.
Pissed. So they get to this place. Hamza fucking saves himself. Because why? Because, Memphis, she's not bougie, but she wants to be bougie. Do y'all get what I mean by that? Like, she thinks she's extra, y'all.
Get a drink and drink a lot, but not too much so you can get it up later.
You know, that hair is cheap, y'all. She's not bougie. She's not, I know. And so, but he did well in that this is a beautiful place. This is like.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice
This is like
nice
something
hotel.
Yessie and Yennefer would like Instagram.
Oh, don't That's mention a, those two. Oh. Every time you speak their name, like some Insta thought gets about 3,000 more followers.
Or just like a baby bird dies.
Yeah. Awful.
Just, ah!
So they get into having sexy time, or they're trying to. She's like, listen, I need to talk to you, which is what happens. Whenever she wants something, she delays sex to get him to agree to something, and frustrates me to no end to watch her do it to
and
me.
And he's drinking when she does. She's like, don't do too much. You might not have sexy time.
So whoop, I can get it.
Whoop, whoop.
She did do that.
Yeah, like she's dating a kindergartner.
But every time, you guys, she says, so listen, if I can't trust you, we don't get married here. You don't come with me to the U.S. And he's like, that my option? Okay.
She's like, he's like, do you like me or do you like marriage?
Best line of the night from him.
Yeah.
I was so happy he said that.
Because he's right.
And no, it could have been any guy. He was just the hottest one that came along.
And he is hot.
He's hot. But like, those lips.
Those
oh my
lips.
God.
Yo,
I need to get it done.
I know. No, ooh. I think we're going
to need to get home to LA.
But
prove too much for the man.
Too much for the man.
Ooh.
But you know he's not good in bed.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
You can teach him, though. Just would take a lot of time.
Okay, you need to have sex tonight. What's next?
I can't. Too sick.
Is it time for shout-outs?
It's time for shout-outs!
It's time for shout-outs!
Time for shout-outs!
It's a shout-out!
Well... You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout, come on now.
Clap, you fuckers. Oh, it'll work you out.
Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah. Say you will. Say it right now, baby. Say you will. Come on, baby. Come on. Say you will. Say you will. Oh, no, no. Come on now.
Thank you, Gary. That's a Gary in the back. All right. Do you want to start or am I starting?
I'll start.
Okay.
I'll start. This is nice. It's up to you. Shout out to Maddie for his willingness to share his grief and handle it with grace.
Oh, thank you very much. Papa Mar's watching, y'all. He's having a good time tonight. Love you all.
Probably pooping.
He's fucking a blonde. Oh, he's fucking a blonde in heaven.
Don't talk about your daddy
like that. Oh, he's fucking a blonde in heaven and unstopping Jesus' toilet.
Can I?
Because that makes you feel good.
Can I say the funniest thing you said to me in the last 2 weeks is when you were telling your turn to see your father's viewing, and you're like, now don't put too much rouge on my daddy.
I did. I told him, don't put too much rouge on my daddy. He wouldn't like that. It's true. All right. The next one says, I'm 9 months pregnant and I had to come to the live show. Thanks to Brian for coming with me.
Who's that pregnant girl?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, fuck her.
No one's gonna... You know what?
Sorry. Sorry, pregnant lady.
Better name your baby Maddie to make it up to us. All right.
Shout out to my Jeff. That's the same one. This is different. Shout out to my Jeff for coming with me tonight. I'm so doing all the work in bed tonight. Oh,
where's Jeff? They're not here either. Not here. All right.
We can't say we're so-and-so. That's why these take so long.
No, I like to meet people, okay?
All right. I'm saying every postmortem, you complain about how long these take.
No, I don't. Shout out to my new fiance, Nicholas, one of the straight men who loves 90 Day.
Yay!
Love Honey Bunny.
Woo!
Oh, and he was going to dance in my face.
That's commitment.
That's a good one.
To my fiance, Greg, thanks for being my podcast buddy and coming tonight. Love, Leilani.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is so sweet.
To my husband, Roman, who should be in row D, but sadly, we're home quarantined.
Aw.
Missing you, Queens.
Sorry. I said that without any empathy at all.
Yeah, sorry. Just heartless. Sorry. Heartless.
It's like the end of the night with the meet and greets. I'm like, hi. And I'm just like, trying to keep it up. I'm giving myself away. Stop.
You're giving yourself away. I'm just going to let you sit in it. Is it my turn?
Don't be the last person to meet and greet, y'all. I'm just like...
Shout out. This is from... this says, shout out to my favorite coworker for bonding over reality TV and lots of talks about dicks.
I love it.
That's from Amanda.
Michelle wants to thank her wife, Katrina, for humoring her reality TV obsession.
Good for you, Katrina.
Thank you, Katrina.
To LBJ...
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Yes. To LBJ for tolerating my tears since kindergarten, I appreciate our ridiculous sense of humor, Lena.
Lena Baines Johnson deserves more credit.
She does.
Civil Rights Act. Shout out to all the NYC sluts here tonight in this...
It's true.
In this city, we don't go home until we bone.
That's true.
I think that might have been rejected city motto.
Yeah. Shout out to Jumpin' Jen for always being down to do dumb shit with me. I love you, Bouncing Becca.
Bouncing, like on a dick.
Like on a dick.
Wow. Chelsea, I hope we find the love of your life in New York. Thanks for coming with me.
Oh, they're not here. They canceled. No, I'm kidding.
Won't find the love of your life.
Sorry. Shout out to Sarah for organizing drinks before the show.
Yay! Oh, wow. There's all liquored up here. Is it me? Sorry.
Yes.
To my hot husband, Dave. Ooh, Dave. I love you. Poodle, don't even think about it. I'll fight you.
It's true.
I hate to tell you, honey, I fight dirty, even with a woman.
It's true.
So,
to Aaron, let's stay in here where it's gay and warm forever. Our kids will be fine.
Oh!
Oh.
That's authentic. I do like that
Love, Megan. That's so sweet. They actually probably stayed home because they couldn't get a sitter for the kids.
Can you imagine finding a sitter in a snowstorm? To my heterosexual life mate, Tara, thank you for braving the cold in New York City to see my two favorite queens love Michelle.
Yes. Shout out to AC Kitten for the baddest social worker bitch around. Yes, social workers.
Yes.
Love you, Penelope Brown.
Fake
and
name.
Then they put in parentheses, that's a fake name. Fuck.
Fuck yeah. She's going to have to be carried out of here.
She's going to grab your ass in the meet and greet.
Yeah. Don't get any ideas, y'all. My body's my body tonight. Rachel and Aya, I wish I was there with you. Enjoy the gays. Angela. Aisha? Aya?
Asia. Yeah, like the drag queen. Asia O'Hare.
Or the continent.
Spelled differently. It's spelled differently.
No, Asia O'Hara is spelled the same way.
No, it's not. Sorry.
It is.
Yeah. Thank
you. There we go.
All right. Hey, Booger Tom. Thanks for coming to New York City with me to see my two favorite lovable queens.
Oh. I don't know if I'm lovable.
No.
No. Someone just went, no. So, Jarrett, you're a great husband for letting me drag you to this show. Love, Corrine. That's true.
Shout out to my hot ass husband for letting me plan our mini moon around reality gays.
Mini moon?
Wow. Sorry, you might not hear Chicken Jin.
So, what are you about to be? What are you about to be? You might not hear the bitch. What?
Why would you hear me?
I'm happy in Indian
house. Chickens are loud. Look at that, Smith.
Now I'm a devotee. I'm a devotee. I'm a Christian devotee. Jeff, thanks for bringing me. Definitely going to Raw Dog City tonight. Love, Carly.
Raw Dog City.
We're going to Raw Dog.
Raw Dog City, everybody.
We're going to go to that township.
Has a good time.
That province.
A lost Tom Waits cover.
That's an American province. It's a little village I like to call Raw Dog.
Wow.
And I'm the mayor.
Yep.
The American mayor. Volvo.
It's your turn.
I'm done.
To my big sis.
Okay. To my big sis, Marlena, for flying me to New York City for this show and a much-needed girls' trip this weekend, Liz.
Yay!
Oh, good. They're here.
Shout out to my bestie, Craig, for always being down for my travel shenanigans. Chicago to NYC.
Oh, wow. Shout out to Pig McCarthy, my favorite Aussie Peloton
pig
instructor.
McCarthy. Pig, not pig.
Pig, pig, not pig, pig. Pig, that's how I said it.
That's a Peloton character
from Eliza.
I do. Pig McCarthy, everyone's favorite Peloton
pig,
lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pig, not pig. Very different. The only people who can make me leave my house in a blizzard, keep going, Queens.
Brit. Snooks. Thanks for being my best snook that ever snooked. I appreciate you so much. Cheers, bitch.
Snook or snook?
Snooks.
They're saying snooks.
Learn to spell.
Wow. Wow. Mariah or Maria H? There's a spell. There's a
Maria
spelling.
H.
Okay, Maria
H.
H. Maria H, my day one ride or die, and twin, I can't read English, and twin dick pig, thanks for coming and your 22 years of friendship and love.
To my amazing co-host, Leslie DJ, thank you for being my hot girl translator.
Leslie DJ and Amy, from Amy. That's a meme. To Mama Jackie for keeping 10,000 dick pigs and two queens straight in line. Melody.
Melody. And last but not least, shout out to my husband Dave for coming tonight. Remember, it ain't cheating if it's with poos. All right, everybody. That is our shout out.
It is intermission now. Go get another cocktail. Buy some of our shit. I'm not carrying that fucking garbage around the city of New York.
No. Ooh, I like your Tiger Queen shirt.
So we'll see y'all in the end of intermission.
Yes. Go have fun. We'll see you in a bit.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the song Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Yo, welcome back. Here. All right, let's end this shit. Let's wrap up our shit
end
show
this.
Of the pot. Well, not end it, but let's get it going. Oh, boy.
I'm going to put this here.
Did anybody,
she belongs
now,
there.
Did anybody make a new friend during the intermission? Because who came by themselves?
I love, y'all, I love that.
You're not by yourself anymore. You're not by yourself anymore.
Bunch of dick pigs.
Yes, you're, look around. These sick motherfuckers are just like you. Just like you. You found your people. So we love that. We have so many sissies at the VMP said, I just met my best friend.
Hair all over you.
It is. Darcy's wig shed.
Horse hair.
They just shed. Yes, yes, yes.
So y'all, the new season of Darcy and Stacey is of course running. We're going to Miami Swim Week next week. And of course we're staying in our power.
We are.
We are.
We are.
Like, hope now, everyone stayed in their power
hope
during
stayed
the bomb
in your
cyclone.
Power. Now, last night's show,
manifesting it.
You know, Poodle and I said, we believe this, but they didn't really agree with us. I don't know. We said, we feel like everybody has a little bit of Darcy in them.
Okay. Which is why we all, like.
So y'all have had a lot of bad relationships.
Well, the thing is, Darcy's like all of us in our 20s. And then we age out when we've been destroyed in like our late 20s and we learn from it. And then.
Your 20s. Your 20s.
My 30s.
Okay.
And then you find yourself destroying another man child.
Yes.
Wait, I'm talking about myself again.
Yeah, you're talking about yourself again. Hey, me too. I was like, just love me. Just love me. Just love me. So
we've all been that girl. And some of us are still that girl. Sometimes I'm that girl.
Sometimes you're that girl. Are we excited for the fashion show in Miami?
It's all going to be messy, though. It's all going to be that weird, like, kind of faux military kind of things that are really tight here and boobies out.
I want to see them do model auditions, kind of like, did y'all, anybody here, this is dating. Yes, right? Does anybody, like, remember that season, this is years ago, of Project Runway, when they had the male models and
that was
everyone,
so long ago.
And everyone freaked the fuck out.
They're like, I don't know how to dress men. Oh my God, what am I going to do with men?
That's going to be Darcy Stacey, like.
They're like, oh my God, men are like a different species. Like, what are we gonna do?
I fit in that. Like a lot. Like a lot.
And the boys were like, oh my God, they're so hot.
They were like, I don't know what to do. Anyway, that's what I hope it's like. That's what I'm hoping to see.
I'm excited to see all the messiness.
Yes, I will.
And their friend who is a DJ, I think I said on the podcast, he looked like a punk rocker who'd been dried out, then it rained on him and he'd been rehydrated. And they'd stretched him out a little bit.
I love that you always say, I said on the podcast, like you would say that at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
I'd be telling a woman looking at the peaches that.
Full report, by the way, because I have to do my due diligence. Georgie has not shown his dick on OnlyFans yet. I'm going to have to pay another $9.99 a month.
I don't think he's going
to. For you assholes to do research.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Should we talk about Ben?
Ben, let's talk about Ben. And as
wasn't
you
that
said,
song about a rat?
Yeah.
That's all I needed to say.
Wait, were you just talking about Michael Jackson? Because don't talk about Michael Jackson right now. I can't. Don't get me too worked up about Michael Jackson. Okay, because when I think about Michael Jackson and I think about that rat that he sang about with Ben, I just think about that rat and holding it and petting it skin to skin. Skin to skin, I'm petting that rat.
He was skin to skin with the rat?
Skin to skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does everybody think about Ben?
Hey. God commands it. God commands it.
No, here's the thing, y'all. This is what's wrong with America.
Oh, God.
This archetype is the source of all the problems we're having now. I'm gonna go on a rant, hopefully not too long.
I'm just gonna let you get it out. If you want, I can go get a water while you rant about
this
it.
This garbage, fine, go get a water.
I'm kidding.
I'm do what you want to. This hyper. I'm.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you.
Oh, he's put the water there.
Oh, thank you.
So this hyper masculine, yet I'm sensitive, yet I'm spiritual, yet I'm religious, yet follow me. I'm the spiritual leader. Yet I can do anything I want. But at the same time, I love my children. But at the same time, I love my wife. Same time, I want to have a life. The same time, I want to do things. The same time, I am the leader. I can be everything. You're everything and nothing at once. And do you not all see through it? This is a sickness among that. I'm not saying if you're an evangelical Christian, you cannot be a good person. But once evangelicalism becomes your lifestyle and that brand for yourself and where you are, where that's all you want, it doesn't matter how much you believe in Jesus or God. That's what you're living your life in a political way. That is for Jesus. And all I can hear when I see Ben is watch me not be able to get service. I had this queued up, and because it's all I can think of when I hear Ben. Please play. God damn it. It's that terrible.
I told you not to do tech in the show.
Oh, there it is.
I warned him. Said this isn't going to go well. Can y'all hear it? Remember that infomercial with all the Christian songs?
Presenting Songs for Worship, the best praise
in. You actually pulled the infomercial up?
Sing, shout to the Lord, sing the praise up above. Y'all. Everyone in this fucking commercial looks like they're having an orgasm for Jesus.
That is
and at
you.
The end of the day, it's four chords, and we all go home unsatisfied.
musically, sexually, spiritually, everything. This guy is the symbol for this. And I just, everything he says about wanting his, well, I want a godly life. I want to, here's the thing. You had a midlife crisis. You said, fuck this wife that I had for so long. That the wife who was part of my children's ministry, so I never had to do anything to get her. She just appeared. And then I had kids because that's what I thought I should do. And you know what? I want young pussy. And God wants me to have
young
pussy.
God wants me to have that young pussy.
That's at the root of it. And it's infuriating. And he's saying it's part of God's plan. How convenient.
What are you saying? Yes, God, I will motorboat that young pussy.
But this is the worst thing.
God, I'll do that for you. Thank you, God.
This level of entitlement to be able to say things like this, you see in like Jim Jones, cult leaders. And it's so prevalent. And I'm telling you, it's the same strand. And thank you. We have to like go up against it. Televangelists, things like that. It's all there. And this guy is part of it. And that's why it makes everyone a little sick to watch it. Because he's making poor, like Rebecca filtered mahogany into what he thinks. So rant over. This guy is the reason, is the big problem. The whole fucking country. That's why every time he's on screen, I'm irrationally angry. I'm not even going to talk about his eye. Because I want to, and I'm not going to, because it's the best thing about him. I ran over.
I like watching him.
Shut up.
I do, because he's such a fucking idiot that he's going to be stranded in a country and not know anyone. He's gonna get his just desserts. I love it.
I just...
I don't know what you said, but okay. I don't hear well, darling.
Now that I've just tried to...
I don't.
Did you say, I don't hear well,
no,
darling?
No, I don't. I don't hear well. I don't.
That sounds like you were cutting someone's hair and going, did you hear this? I don't hear well, darling.
I don't hear well, darling. I don't.
So, y'all, his again, he wants to... He wants to save sex for after marriage because this is such a pure relationship.
It's pure.
Number one, you have jerked it to her picture like every other day for as long as you can remember. And like it's so pure, you have imagined her doing every unspeakable thing. It doesn't matter if you've saved it or not.
Well, I love that he's just so stupid.
Yeah.
Because like last week he went to lunch with his friends, you remember, and all his friends were like, what? And he's like, yes, I'm telling you now because God told me to tell you today.
You know what?
And
that doesn't penetrate because he doesn't care because he's the king of this world. He'll do anything he wants.
You're
Sorry.
Really going to have
I'm
to
done.
Get fucked
I'm done.
Tonight.
I'm done.
Oh, I'm Jay done. Bird.
Jay Bird, you gotta get up. You can't talk to people like that.
Can't talk to people like that, Jay Bird.
I didn't raise you to. No, I'm sure he's a good guy.
Well, I think what
actually my mother would hate him.
What's crazy about that to me is that his friends last week, and he said, I was talking to my friends last week, kind of put doubt in my heart. But then I look at the text and I realize it's all real. Who thinks the text is real?
He has Ooh. To be right. Otherwise, he's made a mistake, and then God's made a mistake. See that?
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
Telling you, this is the problem.
Jesus is
Men
up there
like
going,
this.
Girl, don't blame this on me. This is your shit. You know, my dad already fucked up your eye. So I don't know what I can do with you. Sorry about that. Sorry.
I'm really glad I did not say that. So y'all remember, he's been catfished before. Shocker.
Shocker. He's been catfished before.
And he's been taken to the airport by his son.
Elijah.
Who, his son is probably trying to obey the covenant, the commandment, honor your father and mother. But he really wants to just drive into a telephone pole.
He does.
And end it all. And it's just like, you can see the son saying, God, I want to have patience, but this is a miserable human being. He's my father, but I really should say something. But all he can say is, you think that's a good idea? You don't really know her.
I think...
That guy did steal $5,000 from you.
I mean, I know this...
Yeah, but son, it's real.
It's real. God told me. But it's also... Your parents are still married and miserable for 50 years.
Yeah, they are.
So I have a different perspective, though, because I know it's extreme, but y'all, how many of you have had to deal with our parents' poor choices in relationships? So, like, as a child of divorce, like, so I feel like we all can relate to Elijah when your mother or your dad comes, and they're like, I wish this was less common, but I think a lot of kids have to deal with sometimes their parents' bad relationships.
If it happened to my mother, I would say, come on, get yourself together.
I told my mom, if she doesn't get this one right, she's going to women. I told her.
You're just saying, mother, you're going to women.
Matthew, I'm not sensuous about women.
Wow.
Okay, mama, but...
So, y'all, we get a little more reveals, and he just seems like a complete simp by the end. Y'all, she says, he gets a text at the airport, and it says, uh-oh. Doesn't look good. Maybe God threw a wrench in the plans here.
He actually said, this is not very encouraging. Oh, and
she says, her dad doesn't trust my intentions. I don't trust your intentions.
I don't trust her. But then he said, but then they cut to him and he said, you know, she already did this once because I wanted to go with her and her parents weren't there. And she said, I had to meet her parents. So again, y'all.
Yeah, it's
mahogany's not real.
Well, if she's been purported to be real, but we don't know if that's the woman who was actually talking to him.
But he did say he was catfished by a man before. He was...
There you go.
She's not real.
I will say the person who's writing him is not Mahogany. That's...
No.
Yes! No. Wouldn't that...
Wouldn't that be great?
Someone said, wouldn't it be great if it was Williams? And Yolanda said... There was a meme that said, oh, honey, that's fun! That's William's sister. She's fine.
Williams.
He's real and she's real. I'm not
familiar. I don't know what Mahogany.
But, you know, it doesn't matter because, as the praise chorus says, God is in control.
Real, I mean, just like head against a headboard. I need your mouth with a ball gag in it. Get it fucked out of you tonight. Just hard. Yeah. Yeah. Please.
Ow, that's a hard mic.
But I think it's a hard mic. And I love that he says, you know, this just isn't fair to our love. And then he said, but this is between you. Let God take your heart and give control, Mahogany. And I wish he would have texted and been like, can I have $20?
You know,
because he's given her money.
The worst thing about
he's loaned it.
He's so sure it's going to work out. Isn't that the most disgusting? He's like, I just know we're going to be together. And it's got echoes of Andrew, too. This kind of like this where the ego never ends. And it skeeves me out to the very core. This is the most disturbing guy we've had on this season. And I'm counting like Pred involved with that. This guy just takes it from me.
No.
But this guy tweaks something in me.
Yeah,
just,
it's something in you.
Can you tell?
Tweaks me more.
Can
yeah.
you tell?
I think I think I wouldn't be so grossed out by him. It would just be like, you're stupid, do your life. But what we found out last episode and part of this episode is that every time he does this, he basically kind of just like cold shoulders
his kids. Leaves his kids, leaves his family.
Kid,
the mom is like, here we go again.
I mean,
she's sitting there like being like the wife and the honeymooners. All round.
She knew it was over when he put highlights in his hair.
That's true.
She did. She was like, oh, okay.
Got a geo tracker.
That was her word from God going, I gotcha. Gotcha.
They don't make geo trackers anymore, I believe.
No, my brother had one though. Yeah, he did. I hit a deer with that. I did. dead on John Denn Road. You got to be careful when you're driving down there, because that's actually over by the Talaferro's house, and they have their farm there. So all the deer like to eat the
feed. That's the end of the show.
Anyway. I will say, y'all, he is going to fly to Peru because his faith leads him.
Because
he God
knows.
Told me to go because I've got some motorboat
just
to do.
Just like God parted the Red Sea for Moses, God made his flight to Peru on time. It's a sign. Let's go.
I'm all for faith, but for using faith just to, like, manipulate people, it's terrible.
To fuck young girls.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do. It's that simple. There's no spiritual reason behind it.
Does the devil tell you to fuck old men?
Depends on the bank account. That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you can't wait to get home and get your register ready for your Fiesta del Divorcio, get your stripper ready.
Call us.
So,
all right.
Y'all, we're going to play a little game.
We're going to play a little game.
She was like, I'm ready to
get
go
her
home.
Hat.
It's fine. But thanks.
Thank you.
She was like, yeah, we're going to play a little game. So, this game is called Impression Face Off.
Impression Face Off.
What? There we go. Yeah. I like it how we're just shouting out catchphrases.
We took out the bat from Wuhan. We're not doing that one this time.
The bat from Wuhan scared people. We did last night.
Hey, boy, ni hao. Okay.
But we heard from some people that they thought I was stacking the deck. So we're going to have an assistant come up.
We actually, people said Poodle wanted to do that. So we're going to do an assistant this time.
We're going to get an assistant that they know it's non-biased. And I have put a piece of paper underneath someone's seat here.
Like Oprah, but like you're not getting a car.
Maybe it's, hopefully it's not an open seat. Then we'll just... Who's got it?
Who's got it? Who?
Who's got it?
Who's got it?
Yay!
Are you...
Sir or madam or sirs?
I can't see.
That means you have to come up here. Are you with somebody? Come on up here. Oh, my. The queen insists on quiet.
Oh, there's
so
two people. Perfect.
Here.
We'll let her... Perfect. That's exactly
perfect. So who's with you? Is
Go
that...
this way, sugar. Go this... Hey, is walk that... quicker. This is a live show. People are getting drunk. Skedaddle.
Is that your
kinda
footman?
Here, just let him up in there. Oh.
Oh, I didn't know you had a man here.
I think I stacked
okay,
this
now,
one.
And we have assistants.
I think what's, I stacked
what is,
this
what
deck.
What is your name?
Sarah.
And what is your name?
Marcos.
Marcos. Oh, I detect an accent. Well.
I'm fine. Have a boyfriend at home. I've just been gone for a week, and it's freezing fucking cold outside, like beyond
right.
the wall in fucking
so,
north.
Anyway, we need to know. You guys, hold tight.
Y'all
for a second,
get in the light.
Help
come
us
in the light.
This.
People can see you.
Bring up the light. So we're gonna do
here. Come over here. We have a microphone, so you can. So it gets in the podcast. We have to record it. Because you're gonna draw names, right? They're gonna draw.
No,
names.
We have to. No, we have to. We went over this. Reality.
I don't remember.
Then don't lead it.
Just stay there. You look great.
We're doing it. We literally, we talk through the state. We talk through the show every time, and he just looks at me and shakes his head.
Yeah.
So.
It's more fun.
Matt, lights up. Let's get the lights up and see here. Who's been reality gayed? One over here. One over here. What is, tell us your reality, getting reality gayed, by the way, is when you're like in the supermarket and you hear me say, I rode 11 dicks last night when you pull your Bluetooth out. And the checker goes, What, ma'am? So can you tell your, what's your name, lady?
Melanie.
Melanie, yes, tell your story. Driving into her building.
A federal building.
Security guard checking IDs.
And Jake says over the Bluetooth, get in my hole.
And I say, get in my hole.
Get in my hole. All right. Anybody
Must
over here?
Must have been a Saturday.
Anybody reality gate over here?
That's a good one. So get anybody, in my hole.
Get in my, anybody Let's, over here? Anybody else
good.
Reality gate?
It's not worth it. Not get in my hole.
Nobody? Okay. Did that just win?
One back
or is
here.
Anybody else? Oh. Hi. Okay, so she was at home. She thought her Bluetooth was on, and then I came on.
There you go. Her six-year-old twin came in, and he talked about sucking cock. Isn't this the worst version of the miracle worker ever? I'm just...
So he asked you what sucking cock was. What was your response? It's chicken.
That's a good... So it's not cock sucking, it's chicken. Two of you, come up here. Come up here. We're going to go over here. Yep, come up.
Oh, everybody. Y'all can stay down there. Y'all don't need to. We'll just
so
do it on the
side. So you take my hat.
Too many people on stage. It'll be a COVID thing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, here we go. You have that hat. You have that hat. What are you doing?
You're holding the hat.
I'm leading this train. All right. And Madam's coming over here. Isn't Madam nice, or does that sound old?
Ooh, I like your sweater.
I agree. It kind of does sound slutty. Madam. I love being called madam. All right. You will choose, here, we don't, let's not know. Let's go around, both of you just shuffle. I meant in your places. There you go.
That made no sense.
That made no sense. This is a circus.
Okay, this right. one's for Jake.
So don't say it.
No, well, I mean, I
feel like I'm making up the rules and I don't know what's going
yeah,
on.
Just right. draw a name from the hat, please.
Draw a name from a hat. I don't know what it is.
Each draw a name
from
the hat.
I'm not looking. And then
okay,
you,
you draw a name from the hat, please.
They're holding hands like Hansel and Gretel.
Okay, and what did you choose? Oh, Dildo Swaggins? And Caesar.
Oh!
All right. Here, I'll take these from you. Dildo Swaggins. Here, y'all can stay up here for it. It'll be nice this way. We'll have company.
I don't know if Dildo Caesar can compete with Dildo Swaggins.
Okay. Are we ready? So we are.
I'm going to choose another.
So Dildo Swaggins and Caesar. No, do Caesar. We like Caesar. You don't get to change all the rules to the game.
Fine.
We have all aged during this. Do it. So where are they at?
Where are we?
A nail salon.
Where are Dildo
Oh,
and...
yes. Caesar is doing Dildo's.
Perfect. Oh, perfect. That's great.
Perfect.
Sit down here because I'm doing your nails.
Okay.
All right. Assistants, just look on.
Just
and
look on.
You can help this anytime.
Okay.
This should have been...
Yeah.
Here we go. It's hard to do this with a microphone.
Jim. Hello.
My first
time getting my nails done.
What brings you in today?
I want orc nails, like those long, skinny ones. Yes.
You know who's got long, skinny nails?
Yes, I want. It's for cosplay. I go to Comic-Con. I'm going to Comic-Con.
Why do you kind of sound like a game show host?
I don't know. It's true. I forgot the voice.
Yeah.
Hold on. Give me a second. Well, yes, there he is.
That's better.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm going to Comic-Con, and I'm going to be an elf, an elven fairy.
Oh.
Yes.
Last time I saw one of those, I was in Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico, you go to
waiting
Mexico.
At a table, waiting for my fiance.
Do you know how to get to Mexico? I can help you with that. Yes.
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 Tell me about, how'd you do that? How'd you do it last time?
Well, it's simple. You just fly your fiance from France and completely have her locked in a prison and have a vacation. It's great. It's great.
I think Michelle would have a problem with that. Sasha?
Maybe.
William?
They sound like great children. Okay, yeah. That's a little too hard. It's a little too hard. It's my first nail file.
I've been a nail tech professional
you
for
You shall not file.
Years. They look good to me, sir. Very good.
Very good.
And scene. Y'all, thank you, assistants.
Where'd y'all come from? Here, give the mic. Where'd y'all come from? We want to do more audience interaction, y'all.
Come here. Where'd you guys come from?
Massachusetts.
Ah. And?
Ecuador.
All right. Like Evelyn.
She's not a good representation of us Ecuadorians.
Well, you know what? We all need a village bicycle, and ain't nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Let me just say that. So, sir, and you're from Marcos, right? Tell us a little bit more about Ecuador or anything else you want to say.
It's just a nice country with nice people, beautiful places to go, and really delicious food. We just enjoyed some food today.
Yeah?
And I would like to say something really quick, if you guys let me.
I'll allow it.
Okay. Babe, it's been 2 wonderful years since I met you.
Shut the fuck up!
Come on, get in the line, honey. Get in the line.
I feel like the luckiest guy in the world for meeting you. You are just amazing. I have no words. I'm just shaking right now, literally. And I want to ask you. You want to marry me?
Congratulations, y'all. I will sing at your wedding for $1,000.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
That was so... Oh, of course. Congratulations. We knew all about it.
We love love.
We knew all about it. Yeah. Y'all, confession. I knew all about this.
Oh, that's so... Oh, look, they're so in love.
Yes. He planned this, and we planned it together.
And that was the worst way to try to surprise you. We were horrible at this.
It was pretty good, I thought.
Jake said, I'm going to do this. It's not going to be conspicuous at all.
Anyway, y'all, thank you so much. Thank you for doing that. Go out that way.
She said yes.
They love love.
Yes. Manifested it.
I must say,
I know that one of my best friends is crying right now in the back.
I now believe in love. And when I'm getting slammed up against the headboard tonight, it will remind me. And also, thanks for derailing our show completely.
Yeah.
And lastly, we hope that you guys have been able to kind of forget your own troubles tonight. And whether it's the bomb cyclone, which is what they called me in college, and we know that things might not be great. Like right here at this moment, things are going to be different. We're already seeing, some of you guys know, we're already seeing rates of COVID go way down in New York, thank God. And so I think we can see a little bit of daylight.
Yes.
So take that moment and take that gratitude. If it seems hopeless, we say this all the time, find your little hope every single day. I say the...
Borrow ours. We have hope for you.
Take our hope. Hope is a thing with feathers, as Emily Dickinson says. Yep. Emily Dickinson, sorry. So stay hopeful, find your happy, and keep the fuck going, Queens!
So long, sad times, go long, bad times, we're free of you at last.
howdy gay times.
Cloudy gay times. Times.
You are now a thing of the past. I completely blanked.
You need to get fucked tonight.
Wow.
Forget your troubles, come
happy
on.
Happy days,
happy
days are here again.
We're gonna take
the
all your cares
above
away.
Are clear again.
Shout hallelujah,
so
come on.
Let's sing
get
a song
happy.
Of cheer again.
We're going to
happy
the
days are here
day.
Again.
The sun is shining,
all
come on,
together.
Get happy.
Shout it now.
The world is waiting,
no
to hold your head.
Can doubt it now.
Shout hallelujah,
so
come on,
let's sing
get
a song
happy.
About it now.
We're going to
happy
the promised
days are here again. Bridge time.
We're headed across the river. Soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on.
From now on. Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
Here again.
We're gonna chase
so
all your cares
away. Sing a song
away.
About it again.
Shout hallelujah,
so
come on, get happy,
cheer again.
Happy nights,
happy days,
happy times, happy days are here, again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gramercy. Thank you, New York City.
The show is dedicated to you and to my father. Love y'all.
Take a bow. Take a bow, you whore. Thank you guys
one
so
more
much.
Time for the Gramercy. Yeah. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.